W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of Among the Living by Tim Leban, narrated by Kerry McLean.
For Howard Morhaime, my agent and friend. Chapter 1. Dean stared into a darkness that no human had entered for at least 30,000 years. The shadows appeared solid, bearing mass and viscosity, rather than simply being an absence of light. It was as if they hunkered down in defiance of the long days and short nights experienced at this time of year on Hawkshead Island. They held the weight of history. Or maybe it was just the cold of the dawn playing tricks on his mind.
"Looks like a good place to tie on," Lana said.
She pointed at a spur of rock to the left of the narrow fault in the ground as she shrugged a coiled rope from her shoulder.
"I'll give you a hand," Dean said.
Promises.
Dean rolled his eyes and glanced back over his shoulder at the stallion. Emma was climbing down from the high cab, and she caught his eye and smiled. She didn't smile like that very often. That caused Dean's paranoia to kick in. Maybe it was quiet laughter. Maybe she'd heard Lana creep into his tent the previous night. Not that it mattered. Lana made no secret of their occasional trysts, passing jokes in front of the others without embarrassment. They'd slept together a few dozen times over the years, and Dean took her lead on what any of it meant.
"Just a bit of fun," she'd say.
He definitely agreed with her that, yes, it was fun. But sometimes he'd find himself wishing it could be a little more. Today he'd planned to talk to Lana about things, find out what their future might hold. Emma's smile cooled that thought.
"How are things, Ren?" Emma asked.
Ren claimed he'd picked up the nickname on a South American expedition a decade ago, but Lana said she'd heard it was what his mother used to call him. 6 feet and 4 inches of gruffness and sharp edges, naming him after the UK's smallest bird gave him a Little John vibe.
"Ready to rock and roll," Ren said.
He was at the stallion's open rear doors, prepping the 4 identical backpacks that they would wear down into the caves. Each one was loaded with tech and worth about 10 grand.
"Hey," Lana said, punching Dean's arm. "Dreamer?"
"I don't dream," Dean said.
"Sure you do. Everyone dreams."
She waved the rope at him, and he went to help her tie it around the rock spur. "You were mumbling in your sleep last night."
"I needed a leak."
"You were saying, just..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?